Tonight we revisit some familiar Gemaras, both from Bavli and from Yerushalmi. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines, 8 lines from the top. Mitzvah Shaben Chayev Lasos Laviv. Mitzvah which a father must do for his for which a son must do for his father. They are Kibud Aveim, obviously. Ezu Kibud Ve'ezu Mora. What's considered to be honoring and what's considered to be fearing, right? that I just made it up. Ezu Mora. Sorry, I was doing it for a hard time. Ezu Mora. What's Mora? Fear. Lo Yoshein Koma, he doesn't sit in the seat. Lo Vadarim Koma doesn't speak in his turn. Lo Soser Svarv, and he does not contradict his words. Ezu Kibud. So this is Mora, this is respect or fear. Ezu Kibud, what's honor? Machil, he gives to eat, to mashke, and gives to drink. Malbish, clothes. Umichaseh, gives shelter. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is between Malbish and Mechaseh. I mean, they both have to do with garments, different types of garments. Umanil, he puts on his shoes. Machnis, leads him out. Leads him in. Umotzin, leaves him out. Mindaman, who pays for all this, right? Chuna Barachia Mar Mishel Zokin, the old man. Peace the boy in Maimar, the son will say Mishalo that the son pays for it. Loke and Rabbi Avovish and Rabbi Chanah, so says Mar, approve.
Then Rabbi. There is a difference between Malbish and Mechaseh.
What's the difference?
The difference is one is under clothing, the other is the outer garment.
I guess, yeah, that makes sense. Did somebody say that actually, or did I just miss it? You're right. I mean, it does make sense, so it's not bad. Okay, it definitely sounds good. So it says, Gemara, Lohan Mar Yavo, B'shan Riyosi, B'rab Chanina, then Rabbi Yavo, Sen Rabbi Yosef, Chanina, Midayin, Afilu, Omer Lo Aviv, haven't even your father told you, Hachshach Sa'araki Azul Yam, throw this wild into the sea, Shoshomei Lo, that you have to listen to him. So here, obviously, the financial loss is being sustained by the son. So we see that the son has to sustain a financial loss in the course of Kibud Avayim. Says Gemara, no, Ba'hu, that's about an individual, Tisle Choranin. He's got other wealth. He's independently wealthy. He doesn't need, it doesn't concern him. So therefore the money is meaningless to him. All that's important for him is Nachas Ruach, his father. If his father says, give me Nachas Ruach, you throw your wallet into the sea. So then you don't can spare the money, so then you're mechuyev to do so. Okay? Says the Gemara, and it said, both man and woman are both chayim kibra avim. Elish speko biyado, the man has the capacity to do so. Isha and speko biyado, the woman does not have the capacity. Why is that? Because brishus lachem olegos, others have rights over her. The salmon on these garshim, if she got widowed or divorced, can be she speko biyado biyalasos. Then her notion no longer has a husband who has rights over her. She can then go back to kibra avim properly. Aichun kibra avim, how far does kibra avim extend? Vim Amar Lohen, Amarlem, sorry. Arein Kibravim, Amarlem, so he said to them, I'm not sure who's speaking to whom, but in any event, he said to them, Viliatem Sholim, you're asking me, go ask the famous case, Vuhu Sholu Doma Benesina, go ask Doma Benesina, a goy. Doma Benesina, Rosh Pater Buli Hava, who's the head of armies, the legions, whatever. Pam Achasai Seimo Mastar Toso Lifne Bulishlo. Once his mother was slapping him in the face in front of his legions. In the Bible, I think it says she spit at him. Benavo Kurkidisin Shlom Yoda. While she was slapping in the face with her hand, her glove fell off her hand. So what he did is, Behoshidla, he gave it back to her. Kadeshlo Ditzar, and she shouldn't have anguish and continue to undergo the blows. Amr al-Chizka said, Hagoy Hashkeloni Hoya. He was the Ashkelonian Goy. Hiroshko Petr Buliaya, and the head of all the legions. Ve'evet Shiyoshev Aleh Aviv, a stone which, the stone upon which his father sat. Ve'yoshev Aleh, he, Miyam of, he never sat on it. Became Shemes once his father died. Also saw Yira Mishloi made in Avodah Zorah. He worshipped the stone upon which his father sat. That was Kibud Avim, obviously pagan Kibud Avim, but even taken to a great extent. Pamachas, one time, was far still alive. Of the Yashvel Shel Binyamin, the stone of the Choshen.
Is it called Kal v'Chomer?
Yeah. Of the special binyamin, once the stone in the choshen which corresponded in the kohen girl's breastplate, which corresponded to shape binyamin, fell out. That was the yoshver stone. Armin, they said, man the islay evan, man the islay tava. The kava saw. They said, who's got something which is as good, similar stature or similar quality? Armin, they said, the islay dominasina has such a stone. I was on that base, so they went him. They were willing to pay him 100 dinar. Solik, he went by Metaise to bring Metaise. He wanted to go bring the stone. And he found his father sleeping on the stone. The stone means some say Mavtecha to Tevusa, the key to the strong box where it was held. Haviyev God's boy Davua was on his father's hand, and he was fall asleep. Some say Rigley have a pshitusa al tevusa. Some say that his leg was extending over the box. Be that as it may, Nachas Lagabeon, he came back down on Balon. He said to him, Lo yechalis may see solchon. I can't bring it to you. Armin. So the rabbis said among themselves, Dima duhu boy pritentuva. Maybe he wants more money. I see to the Masayim. They went up to 200. Dinner. Asikne Elif. They went up to 1,000 dinar. He kept saying no. Came and Eater Avi min Shnei Shinase. Once his father woke up, Solak, he went, Vaisisa Lehoni brought it to them. Bo mitin luck, Apostle Echrein, so they wanted to give him the 1,000 dinar, which they had offered him last. Lokovi refused to accept it. He said, Ma, if I accept that, Ma nam is Abna Lechun. What am I going to sell to you? Ayakad Avasi. Kipritin, I'm going to sell you my father's honor as if it was money. Bipritin, for money. I can't do that. Any nene mi kibura voisaklum. I refuse to have any benefit from my father's honor. My poor Lord Kershbaruch Uschai said, I didn't get human benefit, but Hashem gave reward. What reward? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rebun. Rabbi Yisrael Rebun said, Boba Lyle, that night Yolda Parosa Aduma, his cow gave birth to a red heifer. The shakul Yisrael Mishkla Zohav the shakul and Ami Yisrael before weighing it, they gave him its weight in gold. Now here's a fascinating line. I'm recalling from the Bavli. Amar Rabbi Shabbos. Rabbi Shabbos said, "Ksiva says, 'Umishpat v'rav tzedaka lo yaneh.' Justice and great charity Hashem will not afflict. What does that mean?" Loyane, ena kosh baruch hu. We don't say Hashem here. Mishpat rav tzok loyane, but we take this mean ena kosh baruch hu. Hashem matan tzchon sheosei mitzvos bagoyin. Kosh baruch hu does not delay the reward for those who do mitzvos among the non-Jews. It's interesting. Jews, they have to wait very often to olam haba, but goyin get immediate reward. So after Dominus seen a million dollars reward, then he had a paraduma right after he kept kibur avim to such a great extent. It's an interesting theological difference, right?
Yeah, maybe that's because maybe
grain
don't get on
the bar. Right, you don't get on the bar. If you get it, it's not as good as your lower level.
This is almost Calvinistic. Who's the guy?
Well, Calvin didn't hold it for free will. I mean, he dealt with free will.
The importance of working right now, because if all you got to do is work, and if you do get a reward, it's a sign that God thinks that you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fits in that you get rewarded in this world for...
It could be that was Calvin, yeah. Okay, that might be. So yeah, it's a similar idea. Rabbi Tarfon's mother went down to take a walk in her courtyard b'Shabbos. Her sandals broke. Put his two hands under her foot. She walked on his two hands. Until she reached her bed. Once the chomin came to visit Rabbi Tarfon, he was ill. So his mother said to them, "He spalu tarfon dam for tarfon, my son. He's mechaving me more than enough." So they said, "Mahu avidlech? What's he doing for you?" Retaisonuda, she told them the story. They said to her, "Filu oisakin elva lofim. If he does that 1,000 times 1,000 times over, a dying lechatzi kibud, a kibbutz armata legia. He didn't even reach half the kibbutz of aim, which is Torah demands of an individual, because Torah demands an individual to go above and beyond, right, in kibbutz of aim. Imush Rabbi Shmuel boss, the mother of Rabbi Shmuel came, but these came both in the Babli. Vamran, she said, or she came to say, Vakavla Allah, to complain about him, Larabu Senu. She complained to the rest of the rabbis about her son, Rabbi Shmuel. Armand, so they said, she said, Garu Bishmuel Bani, rebuke my son Ishmael. Shaino noi be covered, he doesn't do me any covered. Both are sure at that time, these Karkumu Pneim Sharabu Senu, the faces of our rabbis became red. Okay, or became blushed, because they said, Umri, they said, Efsher Leis Rabbi Shmuel, Noi Bekovet Avaisa, does Rabbi Shmuel not follow the honor of his father? So in other words, he doesn't have to give the proper covet to his mother? How could this be? Now, our friend Rabbi Shmuel, how could that be? Umru Lo, so they said to her, Ma'u Abidlach, what does he do to you, which is so terrible? So she said, back another famous case, Umra, she said, turn the page. Kadnafik mi baye beis adam. He comes home with the base medrash. Ana baye mishamza ragloi. I want to wash his feet. Umash de bohem. Man, I want to drink the water in which I wash his feet. The lo shavikli. My son doesn't let me. So he's not doing kibbutz of aim. Pretty sure he's in the Babli as well. So I mean, they said, hoel vu ritzoina hu kivodu kibbutz. They say it also in Hebrew, ritzoina shalom buzeo kvodu. Right? That's what she wants. You, Rabbi Shmuel, have to go along with it, as uncomfortable and as weird as it may seem to you. Too bad. Amrei Mana said concerning these two bad gemaras, one about Rabbi Tarva not doing enough and Rabbi Shmuel doing, and Rabbi Tarva Rabbi Shmuel not doing enough, but one not doing enough because they have to do more kibbutz. Well, you get the point. One doing couldn't even do more. Rabbi Shmuel has to be able to allow his wife, his mother, to actually drink the waters. So v'yos ilay tuchonai omrin, since these two vastly different cases. So therefore, it's true that which the grinders say. Kol barnash, any individual zachvase go kupase, his merit is in his basket. Meaning, each individual here, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tarfon, was judged based on their own situation, and of course, the answers were of different characters. Okay, says Umare. Even Rabbi Tarfon. Now the Gemara actually explains it. The Gemara says, even Rabbi Tarfon, I'm alone. She said, "Achein, that my son is having me too much." But in this Achein, they said, "What's not enough?" Rabbi Shmuel's mother said that he's not mechavin me enough. And they said, well, he has to change his approach and be mechavin more. But look, of course, at the different topics. So you see that which you consider covet is not necessarily covet. That which you consider it to be the proper kibbutz aim is not really the proper kibbutz aim. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira of Mitzdar. Rabbi Zira was upset. Varmei said, Havai havali abba v'ima. Havai that I had a father and mother. To Kri Nun, I could have given them honor. V'iras Gan Eden, I would have gotten Gan Eden because it would have given them honor, right? Katshama Ilan Treyofai, when he heard about all these people who can go wrong in kibbutz of aim, says Hutz Amar Brich Rachmana Blessed Hakadosh Baruch Hu to lastly lo Abba lo Ima. They don't have father, mother. They should have these chance to do kibbutz of aim properly. Okay, says the Gemara Avina Mekabla Ilave. Let's skip one. Look, Rabbi Tarfon Avina Yochil Avina. I couldn't do like Rabbi Tarfon. I couldn't accept upon myself the same as Rabbi Shmuel with drinking the bath water. I'm Rabbi Avin. Now, it seems like Rabbi Avin here is a bai in the Babli, although I'm not sure about that, but it seems because the storyline is the same. I'm Rabbi Avin. Potra nibi kibud avein. I'm examining kibud avein because Abai was an orphan. Armin, they said, kad avas be'ime, when his mother conceived him, may sabui, his father died. Say when his mother gave birth to him, Misas, she died. So he was an orphan on both sides. Says the Gemara, he was not from Israel, he's not from both sides. Says the Gemara, another very famous Gemara. Yeshu Machil Avi Petumos. There's an individual who feeds his father fatted geese. Yorish Kehanim, and he gets hell for it. Yeshu Kekono, there are times when he grinds the mill for him. I don't know if actually that's the good translation. Kono Rechaim means he ties him to the mill. Okay? So sometimes you give your father fatted geese and you're going to get Gehenna. And then sometimes when you will tie him to the mill, you'll get Olam Haba. Ketzad, how does this work? Ketzad, who machil osavi? He gives his father to eat, but no, I'm in the middle of a sentence. V'yeshu kono Rechaim v'yosh Gehenna. Ketzad, who machil, what's the case of an individual who gives his father petumos, gives his father fatted ducks or calves, wherever they are, the Yorish Gehenim, sin and gets Gehenim, how could it possibly be? So Chabanash says, what I'll tell you, Chabanash hava mecha l'aviv b'targon l'petumos, an individual takis gives his father roasted hens. Chatzman, or turkeys, whatever it was. Chatzman armolein, so he said to him, Aviv, his father said to him, Brie, Elimin Einloch, where do you get all these roasted turkeys that are good? You know, why are you giving them to me? So he says, geese, whatever, I'm just figuratively speaking. So, Amalei said, Saba Saba, old man, Echo, eat, Vadishin, shut up. The Kabaya, the dogs, Achinamachin, dogs eat it quietly. Can't you be quiet while you're eating? That's what he said to his father. So this guy, of course, the moral of the story is, Nimsa Machus Abitumus Yerushkanim, he's going down to hell. How's the case of Kodam Rechaim, where you press him into service on the millstones? Yerushkanim gets Ganadin. Chabanash Avetochin Berichai. Also, an individual was grinding on the millstones. Asa Mitzata Lutchot, or that was his job, this is his profession. Asa Mitzata Lutchunai, so press gang came to the mill. Everybody knows what a press gang is? American history. Press gang, they impress them into labor. They were going to impress people to come labor for the king. Don't you know one of the reasons we rebelled against the British is because they employed press gangs to man their ships? They pressed merchant marine people into Royal Navy? That was one of the reasons. What was that? No recollection? Okay.
Who's the guy with the H. Holstaff? So this theory of American history that has to do with economic theory. So
that's just the Spindel principle.
he heard about the Spindel principle.
Is it
Hofstadter.
Expounding on the Spindel principle. Okay. Oh yeah, Shlosha Dvarim Oil Mommy. I'm the Spindel principal, the Spindel principal, and the Spindel principal. Okay. Anyway, the press gangs were coming to impress people for the serve force later for the king. But they weren't gonna take people who were actively working. Only people who were idling or, you know, in unemployed. Armley, so the son said to the father, Abba, old utchon tachta, you go and grind in front, instead of me. Imatam, mevazia, tavli. If they come to degrade us, in other words, to take us to the king, better I should go and go. Veloat, and not, tavli, I know veloat, and not you. In Matas Milke, if they come to flog us, also Tavli on, it's better I should be flogged, not you. Vloat. Nimtzad Kodnol Rechaim says, a guy who is pressing his father into the millstones, the Yorish Kane is going to get Gan Eden as a result. Ish Avivimoti Ish Imovi Vivti Ro says, fear your mother and father. And Nehemiah says, it's Hashem Lukechoti Ro, you should fear your God. Hekishmora of aim, lemora amakom. There's a parallel joint between the offer of parent and the offer of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, they're both on the same continuum. Says somebody who curses his father and mother, he puts kutz to die, to death. The Ne'amar says, ish ish ki yikale elokav, somebody curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nasa cheto, he's going to bear his sin. So linked together the concept of kilas avim and the concept of kilav klav akadosh baruch hu, they are linked together in terms of the what are they linked together for? What's the linkage here? Even after death, I'm not sure exactly what the linkage is.
Maybe it's like this. Okay. Obviously, you can't do a linkage between beating because you can't beat a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The chain bedin, and it's a logic to include all three together. Because they're all three partners in him. What are the three partners in him? Father, mother, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, whatever applies to one applies to the other. Okay, so that's basically the parallel between them.
Is it Rashi that comments? It says, "Fear your mother and father."
Kabbis
and
Rashi, I think, brings out Chumash, and I think it's the Bavli on the corresponding Gemara. I think so. Ezumora, what's considered to be fear or awe? Lo yeshim komi kentsin esit lom dan komi noki esit talk out in his place while he's talking. Lo says to him, "Now you contradict him." Ezu a kibud. What's kibud? Ma'achilu mashkei malbi. We have this in Amrav. You give him to eat, to drink, malbish, give him to wear, manil, give him shoes, umachni sumotzi, to take him in another house. Umin the man, and again the Gemara says, who pays for this? So chuna berchi amar, and again it should be saying, Mishal Zokin, the old man pays for it, or his estate, or, you know, whatever he left over, Mishal Rechir bar Pdo, Pdo, Rechir bar Pdo, whoever argues. I skip. From the old man. Milsa Rabbi Chir bar Haba Pliga. Rabbi Chir Haba seems to argue. What's case of Rabbi Chir bar Pda? Dharma Chir bar Ba. Tani, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yudan bar Baita Rabbi Shirin bar Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yudan was the grandson of Shirin bar Yochai through his daughter. The Tani, we learned Shirin bar Yochai, Godalu. Dharma Shirin bar gave it more honor than his own honor. Because it says, I respect your father and mother. But Ne'amar, it says later on, Kabeid es Hashem mehoncha. Honor Hashem from your wealth. How do you spread your honor Hashem from his wealth, from your own wealth? Mavish leket shicho, you take off of your crop, leket shicho peya, the matnos kahuna, which I have to go, or matnos levia, which I have to go. Utrumas meiser, mavish leket shicho peya goes for anim. Mabichuma Maisa Rishon or Maisa Shani goes Khan Levim, Maisa Ani, goes again to Anim. Vichola. What? Oh, Vichala. Boy, am I tired. Vichala. And you take off Khala, right? Vice Sukkah. You make a sukkah, Blue of a Shovel, it's filled with tzitzis. Machus ha-reimim, you give to eat the hungry. Machus ha-reimim, you give to drink the thirsty. If you have ad-chayim b'chol elu. This must be an answer.
Why is the Gemara going through all these details? It's obviously giving tzedakah and following the precepts.
So this is in the middle of the thought.
Because it says,
It's all part of Shimon Achai's statement, I guess. Yeah, if you have any of this, if you have all this, chayv all things. If you don't have it, ain't chayv b'achas meim. You're not chayv in any one of them. In other words, all these things are contingent on you having stuff. But when it comes to kibud of aim, bein sheyesh lecha, bein sheein lecha, regardless of whether you have or not, kabedes avicha v'simecha, honor your father and mother, afilu amisavi al-psochim, even if you have to go and beg for it. Okay? So here we see a precedent for green cards. Because it says here that if you don't have money to support your parents, then you go around and you beg for the money to support your parents. Okay, that is what it says here. So,
green card people, they're
paying
to support their children.
What? Yeah, okay, but they'll have to say they're supporting their parents. So, amen. What?
They're supporting the children.
I know, but I understand. Right. So, it doesn't work, but theoretically. So, so here we see that kibud av aim gets more than anything else. Because all the other mitzvahs, you don't have to go begging. For kibud av aim, you have to be go begging. Rabbi Yaakov Hashem, Rabbi Abba Bar Kanuk says, see, it says, Orach Chaim Pent Fales, a pathway of life lest you will pave, no Maglosa, its wheels turn around, below Teda, you will not know. What is this passage referring to? Tilta HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matan Tzchar Shalosei Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away, in other words, he held in abeyance the reward for those who do mitzvahs. K'dei Shalosei Mitzvah Be'amun, or they should do the mitzvahs trustworthily without their ulterior motives. Because so that's why we don't have like the goyim immediate gratification. We don't have that by these judges. It's taken away. Rabbi Yaakov Sher Yitzchok says, "Ksiv it says, Mikol Mishmar Nitzor Libcha, from any watch guard your heart. Ki Yimenu Totzis Chaim, because from it are results of life. Meaning, Mikol Mashamati Lucha B'Torah Tishmar. And I told you in the Torah to maintain and watch. You have to watch." You don't know Meizmei Yoytzi L'chol Chaim. You don't know from which case you're going to get your Chai Elom Abba. Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said concerning this, or Rabbi Barakana, Yishra Akosu, the Pasuk draws a comparison. It's a mitzvah, Kalash of Kalash, the lightest of light mitzvahs, the mitzvah Chamoy and Chamorus, the heaviest of the heavy mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kalash of Kalash, Zeshula Chakan. That's the mitzvah Shulah Ken. And it says, Ramani Arichun Yomecha, right? What?
Yeah. It's a comparison to Kamez Arichun.
Right. Mitzvah, and that's the opposite one. Chamura mina mitzvah chamura mina sheba chamuros. What's the most severe mitzvah? Zui kibud av aim. So it says by the least severe mitzvah kibud av aim, it says by the most severe mitzvah kibud av aim, right? Bishtein ksiv, and in both cases it says that you will have a rikos yomim. First we see that these mitzvahs shulach ken and the mitzvah of kibud av aim, they are both considered to be marach yomim. And concerning this, Amrabi, so obviously all the mitzvahs in the middle are as well. Amrabi Avun said, "Maim davar shu kapriyas chov." If something where it's just like paying back an obligation, meaning if you find the mother bird in the tree, you want to take the chicks or the eggs, you got to send the mother bird away, right? So it's you're required to do that. Sibo nevertheless it says about it, "Lamani tavloch be good for you. Lamani arichu yamecha, you have a long time on the land." In a case where there is a potential loss of money, the secret of Fashas and Zakas Fashas Lo Koshkin do not say Lamani Tav Loch Varachta Yomim. So says Mar, no. Rabbi Yehud later said Vayid Rabbanon. Rabbi Levi said, according to one interpretation of Rabbanon, and another rabbi said another interpretation. The Mashbir means on the Hid Rabbanon is like Hahud the Rabban. It means Ad Rabban. On the contrary, right? What did Rabbi Levi say? Tapach ha'pav from Rav. Godel u'davar shekipriyas ba'achov. And this is like we have a principle that Godel ha'metzuvah mi'avayse mi'misha eino metzuvah v'ayse. More phrases is the one who's commanded to do it and then does it, as opposed to somebody who just does it have its own voluntary nature, like a woman doing mitzvah seisha as mangrum, right? So if it's required, if it's involuntary, that's greater than something which is what?
Voluntary, it's greater reward?
Right. No, it's involuntary, it's greater reward. Involuntary.
Why?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, go to Mitzvah Vaisa, Misha and Mitzvah Vaisa. So Pnei Moshe says because there's a, if you're required to do it, there's Lamar Yetzirah on the face against you. If you're not required to do it, there's not that much Yetzirah against you. So therefore, the reward comes in proportion to the amount or the inverse portion of the Yetzirah, right? What do you mean by amount of Yetzirah? The more Nisayon, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. The more Nisayon, so the more reward there is.
It seems to explain that has to do with how fastidious and concerned you are about the Mitzvah Osa is so worried about it, and the fact that he does it, he's distracted because he's so concerned about it.
Right, you're right. The Pnei Moshe does say that. So some of different shot. So amen. So says what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Shimon Yochai says. Time. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Shimon Yochai says. Kishem shematan scharan shel dushave. Just like their reward is the same. Kach puranosam shave. So to their just like in other words, the reward of shloach haken oven and kibud avim and shloach haken is the same in the Torah. So too. Kapunus and Shave. So to their negative implications are what?
Equivalent
as well. So now I'm going to say another passage. Ain tilag lav, and I will make a mockery of the father. The tavazon may make a degradation of likas aim. The wrinkles of the mother. I ain't chili, so we dodge this. I ain't chili, a kibbut of the aim. The I which made a mockery at a kibbut of the aim. Uvizas, and degraded. Lo sikach, do not take, what do we take here? It doesn't say how he got it. Let me start that quote again. Ain tilaglav, third line down. Ain tilaglav, as I will make a mockery of the father, but tavas kasev and degrade the wrinkles of the mother. Ain shel igla al kibud of aim, or I which made a mockery of kibud of aim, uvizas and degrade loskachalim of benim, and will degrade the mitzvah not to take the mother on the chicks. Yikru arve nachal, it should be pierced or ripped apart by the ravens of the riverside. You have vo rave, why? Because the raven should come to Avzori, because it is cruel. You karena, and it will pierce whatever we're dealing with here. Velo yenem imena, and he will not derive any benefit from it. So that's more of Yechlu B'nei Nesher. Let's give it to eagles, children. Yavo, the Nesher, Shul Rachman, let the eagle, which is Rachmanistic, which has mercy, come, Yechlena, the enemy manna, and derive benefit from it. So too, if the kibud of aim is not fulfilled, so somebody else will derive the benefit from from whatever it is. What? Yeah, but we're saying both things separately, right? It both kibud avim didn't fulfill and the shulach haken didn't fulfill. So it gets fulfilled somehow. There's some punishment which is akin to the. To these being pierced by the ravens. All right, strange story. Rabbi Yair and Rabbi Yair and Rabbi Yair. Rabbi Yair and Rabbi Yair were sitting down. Asachar bar Nash, a certain individual came, the Noshak, and he kissed Karoi, Rigloi, the legs of Rabbi Yair. Omer Rabbi Yair and Rabbi Yair said, Mati vohu lo, mahu ti vohu, hu shalom loch minamaya. What good, what favor did he, did Rabbi Yonison do to you during the course of your life to give him such respect? So he said, Chatzman asa kavi li al brei. That's actually not the other way around. Somehow, Rabbi Yane said to Rabbi Yonison, what good did you do for him? So Amalei, so he said, I'll tell you. Chatzman asa kavi li al brei. Once he came and complained to me about his son. He's new that his son should support him. Brahman saying they said to him, you know what you should do? Hazel Turk Nishtalove. Get the entire shul membership to come and turn against him. How would you do that? So the father would turn the shul population against his son. So how would he do that? And he got it, and that worked. That's what it says here. So Rabbi Yana asked Rabbi Yonasan, "V'lama lo kaftuni? Why didn't you beat him? Why did you have this persuasion take place indirectly? Go beat the son until he supports his daughter, the father." Amalei, so he said to him, "V'koyfi, what do you think we do to compel in this case?" Amalei, so he said, "V'adain lazu, why you still believe we don't compel? Of course we compel." Amalei, so he said, "Chazibay Rabbi Amalei, they said about this situation. Chazibay Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan reneged on the deal." Kava Shmua Mishmei, and said it over in the name of Rabbi whoever it was, Rabbi Yonasan said the name Rabbi Yonai. So here we see that you do compel the son to feed the father. Chazar, Rabbi Yaakov, the old sugyas were clear to me. Kadol, like this sugya, would say Shekovin as a ben, that would say to compel the son Lazunas Aviv to support his father. Now the truth is, it's a little bit difficult because we said before that Kibud Avim is Mishal Av, that the father has to pay for it. So why does the son have to support his father, as it says over here? The father has to pay. Why does the son have to support him? Right. So it must be that it's like a special takana the Rabbana. If your father has no money, you have to support him even free of charge. Okay? Despite the fact, theoretically, the father has to pay for everything he gets. Okay? Says the moment. Starting changing gears. Eza mitzvah is man groma. Mentioned to mitzvah is man groma. What's mitzvah, which is time contingent? Kigom, such as sukkah, v'shofar, lula, v'tfilin. Eza mitzvah is man groma, which is not time contingent. Kigom, aveda, returning lost object, v'shloch haken, sending away the mother bird, umake, putting up a parapet, and tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon, I don't think Rabbi Shimon appears in the Bavli. Maybe he does. Rabbi Shimon played that no Shimon at tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon says women are exempt from tzitzis. Oh no, this does. Shul mitzvah says she has man groma because mitzvah says she has man groma. Let's do time. However, Amarlen Rabbi Shimon said, "Anytime moedly shul mitzvah say she has man groma." Hey, that's the place. Shereksus Lila Potter Minat Sitzis. It has to do with time because at night you're exempt from Sitzis. Rabbi Hillel said, Tamar Rabbanu, no, the rabbis reject it. They say that the rash of the Rabbanu is Shekain, that is, Ima Yuha Milchotas Lo Yom Lila. That if it's, you wear it day and night, Shu Chayev Espit Sitzis, they hold it's Mitzatseishel Enos Magrama, that once you wear it, even though during the day, theoretically, it's time Iker Chiyah, but if you are at night, then it has to have tzitzis at night as well. Okay, maybe they're upon only, but it has to have tzitzis at night.
Even though you can't see the difference between
Chiyah and... Right.
That's what it says here. That's only for, you know, starting out initially, but once it became a garment for day and night, you have to keep it for day and night. Says the Gemara, I don't think he passed this way. That's what it says here. Once it's for day and night, then it's not the mitzvah which pertains. It's an interesting thing because according to this comes out there, there's a mitzvah say which is partially is man grama, partially not is man grama. But as I'm saying, that since there's one thing which is not is man grama, so the whole mitzvah is not considered mitzvah say shows man grama. Okay, it's all precluded from that principle. Says the Gemara. Gemara we had in Masech Tachala, one of our favorite Gemaras. Amar Rav Elazar said, Pislan shel nashim rishus. The Gemara base of women is optional. The Dagon loves the Shabbos, he has push aside Shabbos. Now the Babli argues, Babli says no such thing. If it's optional, can't push aside Shabbos. It's either mandatory and push aside Shabbos, or voluntary, it doesn't push aside Shabbos. But the Yerushalmi is neat concept. There's something to be rishus and can push up Shabbos. Rabbi Lez said, Pislan shel nashim shel avodim rishus. It's optional. It should be vafal b'chein. Nevertheless, doikin love is a Shabbos. The Shabbos are so traded. Nevertheless, push up Shabbos. Matzos and ma. What about their matzos? Is their matzos optional or is it mandatory? Or maybe they said, chova, matzos mandatory. Rabbi Tzir, ma machlegis and machlokis. Not everybody agrees that matzos is mandatory. Rabbi Lez says, Dibra call, everybody agrees matzah is mandatory. Masizim saadein, masizim saadein. Bryce like each one. Masizim saadein, Rabbi Zero, who says that it's a machlokes, because there's a Bryce says, Chazeres matzah pesach. Chazeres is grain. Matzah pesach, obviously. Lila, we should call it the first night, it's mandatory. Vishal koyam reshus. And all the days, it's optional. Now, the important part is not here, the carbon A throws in. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Banoshim Choyv, Banoshim Rishos. Rabbi Shimon says, by men, it's mandatory. By women, all the mitzvahs of the first night are optional. Not just Pesach, but also the other mitzvahs. That's like Rabbi Zira. Masihis the Messiah, Rabbi Hillel, who said, it's not about Chokos, but everybody agrees that the mitzvahs are incumbent upon women as well. Says Nehemiah, because it says this drosh in the Bible as well. Nehemiah says, also chal of chometz. It says, do not eat chometz. But Nehemiah says in the same pasuk, shivat yoyim matzos tochal, a love. It's not exactly the way the pasuk goes, but matzos tochal, matzos lechemoni. Right? So you have to eat matzah. So we say eshuv about chametz. Those who are liable for eating chametz, such as women, harem mekuma chol matzah. They have to the mitzvah to say to eat matzah as well. So as the Gemara, wait a minute, how can they have mitzvah say to eat matzah? Vatina, then we say chametz say shas my grandma. Anything with fine condition, noshu chayavi, noshu purus. Men alive and women are exempt. I remember I said, Chorma mitzvah say, this is different. It's a mitzvah she bought me kochload lo saseh. It's a mitzvah say which comes out of the lo saseh. So therefore women are chayiv in this mitzvah say of pepe, matzah, which is derived from the lo saseh of not eating chametz. V'asim kumad damar. Now this is really not Shachtar Sugya. It's going to Sugya in Bikurim, Yen Bikurim, where we had this Gemara, where it says that there's a certain Kohen, Yosef a Kohen, who wanted to come up to Yerushalayim Pesach Sheni with his wife and members of his house and make Pesach Sheni for his wife besides himself. So the Yerushalmi here and there also says that and Chachamim didn't let him. He didn't let him do it. So there's more there and here. V'asya, that's going like command armor, like those, they will say Pishon Shel Noshim. Now we have to change a little bit of gears here. Pishon Shel Noshim Barishon in the first Kor Pesach is Rishus is optional, and then instead of tying say Basheni the second Pesach Ein Osim Osam, they don't make the Pesach at all. But Pesach Sheni, right? So that's the case. That price would say that Mishnah Bikurim says they don't bring Pesach Sheni. It's only this opinion that they don't have Pesach Sheni. So says the Gemara, Ishos a Pesach Rishon laAtma. A woman can make Pesach Rishon for herself, even without being part of a man's chabura. Vasheni tefel achem, Pesach Sheni she has to be a part of a chabura with other people. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yosi Meir, Ishos a Pesach Sheni laAtma.
woman can make even Pesach Sheni for herself. It's not a show. Lomar Rishon goes on the same Pesach as well. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Les, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'isha Oseh Pesach Barishon. A woman makes Pesach in first Pesach. Tfelachem is part of a larger group. They know some Pesach Sheni. She can't make a Pesach Sheni at all. My turn, Emir. What's the logic of Emir who says women can have corn Pesach? Says on my turn page, each celebrates of us. Vimratzulabait. It says a man should take a goat for the members of his household. But then it goes on to say celebrates, which is superfluous language. So it must be that means if they want to make it for a bais, they can make it for that purpose as well. My turn, now what's a bais? In Torah, what's a bais euphemism for? A wife. So there, if he wants to make for his wife Korban Pesach, he can make for his wife Korban Pesach. Okay? My time, Rabbi Yossi, each selavos, lezavos, kol shekein labayis. This is, it's not going on women. It means you can use selavos for yourself, right, for each individual householder, and certainly you can use it for a bias for many people at once. So it's not really nothing to do with women, yes or no, right? Says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Shimon, what's larger, Rabbi Shimon? Ish, lo isha. Says ish, right? In the pasuk, ish of the base of those. Women are polluted altogether, even by Pesach Rishon. My Mekai Rabbanan ish, what do Rabbanan do with ish? They do include women. Prat l'kotan, they use it to exclude Katani. Rabbi Arian said, afilu kaman d'mari, koin, which holds that choyva, that Pesach Rishon is mandatory for women, Pesach Sheni is rishus. Famous words, shiny, even though it's rishus, shadover mesuyim, it's a public spectacle. Shoyik badover choyva, we don't want women to have women's tefillah groups. So even though it's optional, what?
Right.
Yes. So even though it's optional, nevertheless, we don't let them do it because optional things, next thing you know, they're going to be making women's tefillah groups. So therefore, we don't allow them to make Pesach Sheni, despite the fact that they're allowed to. Okay? New sugya. Chutzi Baal Tashkis. Women are chayav in all mitzvahs except for Baal Tashkis, not to use razors. Baal Takif, removing their payas. Baal Tayla Mesim, and not going to Levias. If they're Kohanis, they're allowed to. Isi Omer, Isi says, Af Mishum. What's that? Yeah, what's that? What? A wrinkle. Isi Omer, Isi says, Ah, Mishum Loikul Karcha. Now to pull out their hair and make themselves bald. Now that's only, of course, at a Levaya, right, a funeral. My time Loikul Karcha. Why can't they make themselves bald? As Sheesh, this is not talking about Hungarian women. As Sheesh, the Paz Zokon, somebody who's liable on Aloch Paz Zokon, same person. Somebody has Paz Zokon, Yeshim Karcha, he has Karcha. Noshim Shalem Zokon. Those women don't have zakon, paturas mina karcha. They're exempt from the karcha. Vod mina da. And this and also from here it says bani matem l'Hashem lokeichem. That's why you shouldn't do karcha. Bani v'labanos. Bani can't do it. Bani banos can. Armin Lezer said not true. Noshim chayavus b'karcha. The life of making themselves bald. My time of pasuk ki am kadosh atosh lokeicha. You're holy to God. Echad anoshim, echad noshim. Everybody's got to be holy. My Makai Reb Lezer Bonim, so let's do Bonim. A different Joshua. But Shoshi, so it's in Mitzvah Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. When they do the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kurim Bonim. They're called the kids of Hashem. But Shoshi, ain't not seen me, ain't saw us in Mitzvah Shal Mokov, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. When they don't do the will of Hashem, ain't not Kurim Bonim, not called kids. Rav Mefakil Ilan Lebe Rav. Rav told the members of his yeshiva, and Asher Avinunim Mefakil Chavarim, Rav Winunim went and told the Chavarim of his yeshiva, tell them your wives. When you stand over a dead body, the low, the heaven, don't pull out your hair. Nor not to become bald. So we see baldness also applies to women as well. What is it? What's the shear of karcha? Each tiny, tiny, those learn koshu, no matter how small. Each tiny, tiny, those learn kigris. It's got to be the size of a gris, which is like a penny. Man, our koshu, is no matter how small. Mimashma. Karcha, the language of Karcha is Koshu. That's to derivation. Manamaka Greece, who says Tafka Greece, Namaka Korchot says Korch here, Vnemalan Korchot says Korcha by a Mitzoira. Makorhamurla Kyle and Kigris is like by a Mitzoira, the shear is a Greece, Vizavina Goim, Afkam Greece, so to the shear of Isser here is a Greece. Rabbi Yossi Bar Memel says Kohanis Muteras and says Sulchusorts. A Kohanis, the continuing with our distinctions, a Kohanis can go to Chutzlords. My time, why? Immortal Kohanim says the Kohanim not to become Tomei. Loa Kohanos, that doesn't say the Kohanos. So says Martha Lokain, if not, Mana Army, what would have said? Havi Bichlau Gzeira, Lotate. We would have said, we would have, it's all actually a statement. We would have said that since she's including Gzeira, she shouldn't go out. Okay, now if you say that, Nim says Torah Parshas Tumah, you would push aside the whole Parsha of Tumah in the Torah, which is explicit by Kohanim. That's why we don't say that. Okay, now it says over here, there's no tznufos by a woman, it says in our Mishnah, except for Mincha Soita. This is a quote from Mincha Soita, from Masech Soita. The Kohen Minech Yodo Tachtea, the Kohen puts his hand underneath her hands, and waves the card that took carbon with her. Says Mark, it's not nice, how can they touch? In a davar, is it disgusting? So says more, maybe mapa. You bring a cloth to put between his hands and her hands. Veinuchot, it's not a chatzitza because it's necessary. Says, oh, I'm sorry, it's a question. Veinuchot, it's not a chatzitza. Says more, you know what, you're right. Maybe he's a coin zokin. You bring an old zokin. He's not turned on anymore. Then I feel the tame enough. Give me a coin, yell it. And yetzor motzi yeshua. There's no yetzor for the time before she drops dead, which is imminent, right? Rabbi Chia said Motsui. Can't be an old coin. Even the old Kohanim got sorry, can't be a young Kohanim for a short time, because the short Kohanim they got a Yetzorim for a short time. It's interesting that Ben Ari points out in Soita the word Motsui didn't appear. So Tanya Rabbi Chia, according to Gemara and Soita, is going on the next statement. Here it's Tanya Rabbi Chia is going on the previous statement and saying that there is the Yetzorah. But the way it is in Soita, it's Tanya Rabbi Chia, Soita Gidemes, if you have a Soita who's an amputee, she has only stumps, Shnei Kohanim Nifim Mayodeh, two Kohanim do it for her. One's her Shliach, and one's the Kohen who helps along. Right, let's just get Talmud out before we stop. Kol Mitzvah She'en Atluya Bar, it's a very famous Mishnah as well. Any Mitzvah which does not do with Eretz Yisrael, no Heges Bar, it's of Chutz Lartz, has to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. Choshi Tluya Bar, it's anything which has to do with specifically Eretz Yisrael, and Heges Bar, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz, with the exception of Orla, Kilayim, and Rabbi Lezmer, Afa Chodosh, all these are Chutz Lartz as well, despite the fact they have to do with ground. Ksiv, it says, this is interesting, Joshua not brought down the Bavli. Ela chukim v'amishpatim shetishmu lasos baretz. Baretz atam chayovim lasos. Where do you have two mitzvahs? In Eretz Yisrael. And atam chayovim chutzlaretz. So have two mitzvahs in chutzlaretz. Says Mara, wait a minute. Adayin Amron, so do we still say, Taka, mitzvahs atlis baretz, ain't ogim we said, Adayin Amron, Anu Amron, we say over here, mitzvahs atlis baretz, ain't ogos baretz. Mitzvah have to do with the land on Eretz Yisrael. Yochah filu mitzvah she'en tluyas baretz are true by mitzvahs which are not contingent on land. Lo yinogo sel baretz that they also in Eretz Yisrael. Like that pasuk indicates it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So no, Tam Lomit says yishom alachem peniftel v'avchem. Be careful lest your heart be led astray. V'chorah af Hashem b'chem, Hashem will get upset at you. V'samtem estvarayel and she put my matters on your heart, etc. Now it's a kavad gedrosh that Yerushalmi has. It says, Chorav Hashem Bechem, it's hard to remember. How's it going? Does it mention Golos there? Vavate Meirah Me'al Adama, something like that, right? Vavate Meirah Me'al Adama, something like that, right? Vavate Meirah Me'al Adama, something like that, something like that. I forget the exact question of the passage. So it says, after Vavate Meirah, V'samtem is Devarai Eile. So that means even after you leave Eretz Yisrael, you should still put my stuff on your heart. Very cute chap, right? Afilu goyim top of chafesam. Afilu goyim sandas vayel al vavchem val nafshchem. So what puts my words on your heart and on your soul? Kon tefillin tamal Torah, right? Tefillin, which is the subject, shushartem my sum, right? And tamal Torah v'samtem. So mat film tam b'torah she ain't including bars film tam b'torah which some nothing to do with eretz yisrael. They have a nagin bars of chutz loretz. I've called her she ain't totally b'oretz. So too everything which is not called totally in eretz yisrael, you know he ben bars ben chutz loretz. Applies both in eretz yisrael and in chutz loretz as well. Okay. Now the question is going to be, and what we're going to deal with it tomorrow. What about after? Okay. So you chayv mitzvahs when you go into golus, but what about when you come back to eretz yisrael? You should be potter then. In other words, maybe it's only for the first time around when they add to their Israel, not the second time.
That's what
a lot of the secular Zionists. Yeah, that's the right. That's their heter. So leave a tzchus on them, right?
They learned Yerushalayim.